Diabetes and oral diseases affect each other and hinder treatment. Research shows that common chronic diseases such as diabetes and problems associated with oral health have a detrimental and long-term reciprocal effect on each other. The University of Helsinki conducted research over a 10-year period using 70,000 people to look into the association between oral health and chronic diseases. And a key finding was that periodontitis, cum disease, has a particular link with diabetes. The results. The study showed that the following conditions: 1. Periodontitis, a severe gum infection that can lead to tooth loss and other serious health complications and of public health importance, and 2. Apical periodontitis, inflammation of the apex of the tooth root, are associated with common metabolic diseases, such as 1. Metabolic syndrome, 2. Type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and 3. Gestational diabetes. However, the study showed there were no similar associations with other common chronic diseases, such as connective tissue diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory intestinal diseases, or serious mental diseases. It also showed a two-way effect exists between diabetes and other metabolic diseases and periodontitis. Diabetes accelerates the progression of periodontitis and complicates its diagnosis and treatment, especially if diabetes has not been diagnosed or the disease is poorly controlled.
What is periodontitis? Most often, periodontal disease occurs without signs or indications, but there are four stages of gum disease that might help you spot it before it gets worse. Stage 1, gingivitis. This is the first stage of gum disease and is inflammation of the gums without loss of bone. In the absence of good oral hygiene, nearly all people will develop gingivitis, but only 10 to 15% of them will develop more advanced stages of the disease. Stage 2, initial periodontitis. This is when gingivitis advances into the deeper periodontal structures, the tissues that connect the teeth to the bone, resulting in early or initial bone loss. About 10% of the population develops full-blown periodontitis that results in drastic bone loss. Stage 3, mild periodontitis. This is when gum disease results in significant bone loss, 20 to 50% of the teeth's root surfaces due to continued tissue and bone destruction. Periodontal disease is cyclical, going through cycles of activity bursts, followed by a period in which the body is attempting to recover. This is known as frustrated healing or chronic inflammation. Stage 4, progressive periodontitis. This stage is where there is significant bone loss, 50 to 85%, from the root of the tooth in the final stage of gum disease. It involves teeth looseness, shifting teeth, red, swollen and painful gums, often forming an abscess. The end result is that eating and even smiling is hard and painful, and you may lose most of your teeth. Important: all the above is preventable with regular oral hygiene and routine cleaning at the dentist.
Treatment. The research findings indicate that successful treatment of periodontitis has a positive effect on the treatment outcomes for diabetes. Similarly, the successful treatment of diabetes slows down the progression of periodontitis. Researchers suggest that people's general and oral health should be considered as a whole in healthcare, as their research demonstrates that even latent diseases have a harmful and long-term effect on one another. Periodontal disease can usually be treated successfully. One effective treatment option for periodontal disease is scaling and root planning. However, good dental care at home is vital to help keep it from recurring or becoming more serious.